Set Free Ministry team and its international ministry partners welcomes you to another edition of The Journey. Whether working in some little jungle village in South Asia or the mean city streets in South America, the Set Free team faithfully brings the message of Jesus to those in need, building churches, training pastors, working with international leaders, and securing our religious freedoms. Set Free touches others for Jesus. Whether using old-fashioned evangelistic crusades or even the newer mediums of television and the internet, we bring the message of the kingdom of heaven to those around us. And now our hosts, Dr. Dale and Terry Climie.
Ephesians chapter 3 at verse 20 says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Amen. It was interesting, as we have certain resources. We have resources for income. We have resources for fellowship, for friendship. You know, one of the resources that we have is coming here to the church. And I was talking to some ladies down in the lobby earlier today. And these ladies don't come to our church, and they were talking about how they had lived in other complexes, retirement complexes, and this one lady was saying, "Well, they just play cards all the time, and just 5 days a week, and after a while it just gets kind of old." And I says, "Well, but keeping your mind active, it's good, and just because everybody else is playing cards 5 days a week doesn't mean that you have to." And maybe she just had a little something that she felt that she had to complain about, you know. But we look at this church here, and this church is a resource for fellowship, for friendship, for an opportunity to join together in worship. All right, and these three ships, it just occurred to me as a fellowship, friendship, and worship. And at any rate, that would be good for a sermon illustration sometime. I'll have to write that down. But at any rate, we get a lot out of coming to church here. Not only are we fed the Word of God, but we are encouraged by each other's testimonies. And it's fun just to get together before and after and sometimes during church and for the fellowship and saying hi to each other and encouraging each other. So this church, this fellowship of believers, can be a resource. And I know Terry and I, we have online banking. And so every once in a while, I'll get online and I'll check that resource. How much money is in our checking account? And has the check cleared yet? You know, there's all sorts of different resources out there. When we first came to Houston, we came here to start a company. We came in and we moved here from outside of Little Rock, Arkansas. And I found out very quickly that the cost of living in backwoods, Arkansas, backwoods, that's a Freudian slip if you ever heard. In backwoods, Arkansas, the cost of living is a whole lot different than here in Houston. And even though Houston has, you know, a very affordable cost of living, it was still considerably more than what Terry and I were used to living in Arkansas. And so when we had sat down and we decided this is what we will need to be able to come here to Texas and Houston and get this company started, it didn't take Terry and I very long to figure out we don't have enough money. We can't make the house note and, you know, raise two children and whatever on the amount of money that we're making. And so I had to go to the owner of the company and explain to him, "Boss, I've got a problem. I can't make it." And I did tell you that I would come here and I would do this job for you for this amount of money. And so the way that I see it, you know, we have, two options. If you want to, you know, let me go and find somebody else who will do the job for the same amount of money, I have no problem with that, you know, because I'm not one to go back on my word. But if not, we're going to have a little bit more money. And so my boss sat down and he says, okay, I want to keep you here. I don't want to lose you. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to go back to your office and find out how much you need. I want you to bring me a firm figure of what you need, not just to get by, but so that you and your wife can live comfortably. And so I went back to my office, and I think I may have even gotten on the phone with my wife, you know, how much do we need and all of that. And I came up with the amount that we needed, not just to get by, but to be comfortable in our living, to be able to get the kids the things that they need for school and sports and things like that. And so I came back to my boss, and I put that figure on his desk, and he looked at it and he said, okay, it's done. Now let's get back to work. And so, you know, I was reminded when I walked out of his office, well, you have not because you asked not. Amen. And that morning when I had gone into work, I was fully prepared to just pack up my desk and leave, because I had given this man my word that I would come to Houston and I would do this job for this amount of money. And if, you know, he wasn't prepared to give me more, and if he could find somebody else to do the job for the same amount, I would just leave. But God was fair to me, the boss was fair to me, and he gave us the money that we needed. And it's the same way in our spiritual lives. We have a resource, not with a boss with deep pockets, but we have a resource in our Heavenly Father. And Paul is writing here in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. Have you ever thought of that? That the God whom we serve, the God who invites us to call him Father, the God who has, according to Paul, has adopted us into his family, this God is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or even think. Amen? And how many times I have found myself being, repeating myself like I did, just asking just for enough to just get by. That's all I want, just enough to get by, and then discover that it's not enough, and there, oh, I put myself through all this angst and all this anxiety. And it's almost the same way with God. We say, God, we don't want much. Well, I have an idea that what we want from God is in direct relation to how big we think God is. Amen?
Amen.
If you truly believe that God is just some little entity out there somewhere that's relatively powerless, then, okay, our faith or lack of faith is totally justified in saying, God, I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for enough to get by on. And I'm curious if that kind of faith glorifies God. Or if the kind of faith that says, God, I believe you are so big, I believe that you are so beyond my wildest imagination, that you are able to give me more than I could ask for or even think about. And I think when we come to God with the impossible is truly when he is blessed.
Amen.
Amen. When he says, okay, now Dale is finally beginning to catch on to what it means to be part of the family of God. That God has unlimited resources.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And I like, now that him who is able to do far abundantly, not just a little bit more, but far abundantly than all that we ask or think. And again, I think there's an admonition there for each of us to trust God for the unthinkable.
Yes.
What we could not think of. I mean, we're just, oh, God, save my children. Oh, God, can't you do something? And I'm wondering, what kind of glory does that give God? Of course he can do something. Or maybe we're trying to manipulate God. Can't you do anything? Maybe we're trying to get on his good graces. I think God is more blessed. How many of you think that not only does God bless us, but we bless God?
Amen.
Amen? We bless God. With our faith, we bless God.
Amen.
With our sacrifice of praise, we bless
Amen.
God. Amen? As Dad said, he got up this morning, didn't have a good night's sleep, but praise God he was able to make it into church with his cane this morning. And I know so many of us, when we're coming down the hallway, you have to stop and catch your breath. You have to lean up against the wall and take your weight off of that hurting hip or whatever. But we still make that sacrifice of praise. Why? Because we know that our God is here. And that our God is ready to bless us. And I want to be in that place of blessing this morning. He is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. But then the question comes is how? How does he do this? And the last part of verse 20 says, according to the power at work within us. You see, the answer isn't very far away. The answer is in the Holy Spirit that God has already given us.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
That Holy Spirit is where we get the boldness to step out in faith. When our rational mind says, haven't you been reading the newspapers? Haven't you heard how so many people are laid off from work and are just looking for work and going without? And here you are asking for this, but we don't use our rational mind. Our faith steps out, activated by the Holy Spirit, and says, no, I'm going to trust that God is able to do far abundantly, more than we could ask or even think. And so I have a challenge for us today. A challenge for us to exercise our faith. A challenge for us to step out and not be satisfied with living a mediocre life any longer. And I'm not saying go out and charge up your credit and buy a yacht or a fancy car or something like that. I'm saying let's step out beyond our faith and start believing God for the things that really matter in our lives. Amen? Has nobody ever laid on their deathbed saying, I wish I had a bigger yacht or I had one more boat or I had one more car, before I pass out of this life? The things that really matter are family, and things that really matter is a life that is lived that makes a difference for Jesus. Amen? And we might be laying there and maybe your body is telling, like we were talking about this morning, my body was telling me, oh, you can still put those socks on standing 1 foot at a time. All right? And then the body comes back, or the mind says, I can do it. The body comes back and says, no, you can't either. And maybe we're sitting there saying, well, I had my heyday. There was a time when I was raising my children, or there was a time when I was doing this or doing that, and I really had an influence and other people's lives, but that time is gone, and now I'm retired. And I don't like that word retired, because it means to be tired all over again. You're not just tired, you're retired. Amen? And people ask me, Pastor, are you ever going to retire? I says, no, I'm already there. That's something to look forward to. I'm already there. Praise God. You know, we look at that, you know, now that I'm retired, that, you know, there's not much for me to do. But now is exactly the time when God can use you to activate your faith. Amen. And to claim not only the askable, but the unthinkable. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And it says, then to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And what is the secret to all of this is that our lives are now lived in a way that are to bring glory and honor to Jesus. And I want you to ask yourself something this morning. As your family, as people who know you, look at your lives, what do your lives say about the God that you serve? Think about that. What do your lives tell others about the God that you serve? When they hear you, are they hearing about, oh, my arthritis, oh, my phlebitis, oh, my whatever? Because what does that tell them about your God? Your God is not able to deliver. I'm not saying that we're not going to have aches and pains. Amen. You just don't ever hear me claiming them. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, says, oh my, no. That's the devil's. All right. He's trying to put that on you. And you can claim it as your own if you want to, but not me. I'm not going to claim it. So as people look at you and they hear the things that you say and they see the way that you're living your life, what does it tell them about Jesus? What does it tell them about your God? Amen. Every word out of our mouth needs in some way to bring glory to God. All right? And you say, well, Pastor, let's not get ridiculous about this. I mean, you know, sometimes we, you know, we have to ask for somebody to pass the potatoes. You know, is that going to, you know, how am I going to glorify God in that? But, you know, when you sit down to dinner and God, we just thank you that we're able to sit about this table as a family and enjoy these blessings. You know, that our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandchildren need to see the difference that a living God makes in somebody's life.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And some of us that you know, were retired, again, there's that word, they were retired all over again, you know, our kids are busy out, you know, making a living and doing this and doing that. Perhaps their children, our grandchildren, don't get a chance to see them as much as really they might see us or hear from us. Amen. Do you know that as grandparents and great-grandparents, you have a better opportunity to make a difference in the life of those little ones, of those teenagers, than their parents have?
Amen.
All right? Because, see, your love can be that unconditional love.
That's right.
See, with my grandson, his dad's always on him to shave his face and cut his hair and stand up straight and do all of that. But he can come over to Grandma and Grandpa's house and we can just love him because he's our grandson. Amen? We can just show him the love of God because we don't have anything else to prove. Amen? And so we, at this time in our lives, really have a better opportunity to show these young ones coming up what a real God we serve than even their parents do. Amen? Maybe then better job than we did, you know, a generation ago. You know, when we were in the place of our children. All right? Because we were too busy doing this or doing that. And you know, I thank God that I was able to provide for my family. But if I had it to do all over again, yeah, I would have spent just a little bit more time with my wife, just a little bit more time with my children, rather than saying you should be satisfied with all of the things that I'm able to give you. All right? Well, as grandparents and great-grandparents, we don't have to do that. We really have the opportunity to show them the glory of God in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. See, here's our opportunity to give glory to Jesus throughout all generations, at least the generations that we have control over. Let me ask you this morning, how many generations can you influence? Okay, three generations besides you? Okay, that, all right. And so some have two, some have three. You can go up one, can't you? Because your mom is still alive. All right, so you have a previous generation, and then the generation that you're in with your brother and sister, and then with children and grandchildren. Do you have any great-grandchildren yet? Heavens, no. Okay. Just making sure. Yeah. That's one of those things where pastor's in trouble either way he goes. All right. If I didn't mention great-grandchildren and she had them, all right. But how many generations is that? Okay. See? And so through all generations, we are able to glorify our Heavenly Father. We are able to glorify Jesus through how many generations if that's what we decide to do. Amen? Amen. Amen. So in this Thanksgiving time, this is what we need to... Okay, we need to be thankful. This is an opportunity where we can talk to our younger generations, and it's okay because this is Thanksgiving. And it's a good opportunity to share with them what we truly are thankful for. Not the fancy pies, not the nice juicy turkey, or the spiral cut ham, or all of these things, but we are thankful for that time in our country's life where we recognize that we made it, that we survived another year because of the goodness of our Heavenly Father. Amen? And so, who are we going to infect for Jesus this Thanksgiving? I was really thinking about saving the Thanksgiving thing till next Sunday, but we kind of ended up on that today. So I guess the Holy Spirit had His way anyhow. Who are we going to infect for Jesus? Amen? Throughout the generations. Think about that. He's able to do more than we ask or even think. Throughout the generations, if we have the audacity to ask. Amen. 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 Father God, I thank you.
Morning comes, another day. Time doesn't wait, it doesn't stay. You have a choice you must make. How will you face it all? Life just winds like a mountain road. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. Good or bad, nobody knows. Will you choose to stand or fall? Just when you choose to take it on, the waves stop and the sea goes calm. Lie down to rest your mind. Here comes the rain. Yeah, welcome to the shower.